This is KTEP News. I'm Aaron Montes.
And I'm Angela Cocherga, and this is our weekend review of the top stories making news in our region. And Aaron, you've covered two big stories. The first one it has statewide and even national implications. The hearing going on at the federal courthouse right now over the new congressional map. So what happened this week that you saw?
Right, Angela. So this week, a lawsuit over Texas's new congressional map that would presumably create five favorable congressional seats for Republicans, giving them, more control in the U.S. House, in the federal House of Representatives, and, more political power for the state of Texas when it comes to the Republican Party. And, bottom line, Angela, voting rights groups are suing the state of Texas over this new map, essentially saying it was gerrymandered over racial lines, which is illegal by, U.S. law. And the state of Texas is saying, no, it's actually, in fact, gerrymandered by political and partisan lines, which, according to the state of Texas attorneys, say is lawful by a decision from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals Court.
Right. So partisan redistricting is allowed. Racial gerrymandering could cause problems. So that's the big dispute. And that case is still going on. We want a big thank you to the Texas Newsroom's Blaise Gainey, who is here from Austin, helping us cover this, obviously for local and state and national audiences. So thank you to both of you. And Aaron, you were also out covering the release of a DACA recipient who had become a very high profile a person detained by ICE. What happened there?
That's right, Angela. Her name is Catalina Xochitl Santiago, and she was released on Wednesday after a federal judge ordered her immediate release from ICE custody. And, she spent nearly 60 days in ICE custody, even after an immigration judge had terminated her deportation proceedings. And so, her attorneys had been arguing, well, there was no justifiable reason to keep her locked away. And we got to hear from her brother, Jose Luis, during a press conference yesterday. And of course, he was saying how her family and him, were having these sleepless nights anxiously awaiting her to be released. And also they were worried about her well-being. And, at least according to her attorneys and immigrant rights groups who rallied behind her case, there are at least 20 cases of DACA recipients being detained. So, her attorneys, kind of highlighting, the importance of keeping an eye on this particular issue. These DACA recipients have protection from being deported.
Yeah, they have a legal protection to be in the country. And so, there's a real concern. I guess the attorneys told you that by locking people up while their cases are being challenged, even if they would eventually be freed, they hope to kind of wear people down. That's according to the attorneys. So we'll see what happens. This comes on the heels of a second person in the El Paso area, a father who was also released from custody, a DACA recipient. The other big story this week is we marked a year since Mexico's first woman president took office. So it was a year ago that President Claudia Sheinbaum took office as the first woman. And she, she has really high approval ratings that leaders across the world would love to have. 8 out of 10 Mexicans polled say they think she's doing a great job, so about 80%. At the same time, she does face some very serious challenges, especially along the border. Now, she was in Juarez a week ago, last Friday. It was one of many visits she's making, a tour she's doing across the country to all of Mexico's 32 states. And she talked about, what she sees for the border. But one of the challenges is, of course, we've seen some massive layoffs at maquiladoras in recent years, but especially this past year. A lot of the uncertainty around tariffs, what may happen there, has led some companies to be very cautious and to lay off employees. So one of the big challenges she faces, of course, is along the border in the maquiladora sector. In Juarez, we've seen about 65,000 of the workers in manufacturing plants laid off in this past year. So that's a real concern. And part of it is the uncertainty over tariffs. So while there are concerns about the economy, and of course, Mexico is so closely tied to the U.S. economy, People are in Mexico, voters and residents are giving her very high marks, almost a 76% approval rating, according to multiple polls for Claudia Sheinbaum. And, you know, one of the things that she's winning praise for is attacking the country's poverty and inequality. That, of course, started during the previous president, but she's continued to support efforts to help families, students, older Mexicans with some supports that are badly needed. So if you want to learn more about Mexico's president's first year in office and look at those poll numbers and the concerns on our right here on our border, go to ktep.org for that story and many other stories that you can read more about, all the things we're covering this week.